Jay Delsing spent 25 years on the PGA Tour and is a lifetime member of the PGA Tour and PGA of America. Now he provides his unique perspective as a golfer and network broadcaster. It's time to go On the Range with Jay Delsing.
On the Range is brought to you by Vehicle Assurance.
Hey, good morning. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay, and meet. This is so weird. I look across, and the chair is occupied next to me.
I couldn't figure out who it was when you guys walked in today.
How did he find the building? Pearly, where have you been, man?
You know where I've been, and I needed to come back. You guys were kind of losing your mojo. I had to bring back the energy and the clarity and the pace.
Sounds like we weren't the ones that lost our mojo when you were gone.
We formatted the show like a round of golf, and the first segment is called the On the Range segment. It's brought to you by Vehicle Assurance. Call them at 866-341-9255. If you need coverage for your vehicle, they've got it for you. They're really great people over there. Check out our social media outlets. Twitter is at Jay Delsing. Facebook is Golf with Jay Delsing and Jay Delsing Golf Hospitality. LinkedIn is Jay Delsing, and Instagram is not named, and our followers just keep on growing. So, nobody knows of Instagram, and very few care. I want to thank Bob and Kathy Donahue. Painting and Refinishing for supporting the show. If you need a refreshing of your house, if you need any work done on the inside or the outside, call Bob and Kathy at 314-805-2132. All right, Pearl, welcome back.
Oh, glad to be back. Thanks for the warm welcome. I appreciate that, guys.
All right, so we got a leading edge segment with an old buddy of mine, Mark Rivard. He created this putting template that we both just absolutely love. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. But I'm really excited about our conversation with Strick. Steve Stricker, 12-time winner on the PGA Tour, current Ryder Cup captain. He's been a President's Cup participant and captain, as well as a Ryder Cup. Just a great dude. Midwestern guy, Wisconsin. You could hear it in his voice. It's a fun interview.
Before he was real popular, I remember when I was caddying for you in Milwaukee, and the fans were calling him Striker.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, he's a hometown boy. Get his name right, for crying out loud.
I know.
What a good guy. He's been a good guy from the beginning, hasn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely. When I saw him, he almost won the Canadian Open, and we talk about that in the interview. And I just went up to him and said, hey, man, you went to University of Illinois. Coach Small's a good buddy of mine, you know, Midwestern guy, just
boy,
nice
he
going.
Turned out a lot of good players.
Yeah, he is.
Mike Small knows
what
he's
doing. We've got to get Mike
doing.
On the show.
Yes,
yeah, he
for
does.
Sure.
Yeah, it'll be fun. All right, so Pearl, we got to talk a little bit about Tiger, okay? First of all, when we were at UCLA, or UCLA days, your folks lived in Palos Verdes.
Yes.
We hung around there. We have been on that road, that particular stretch of road, I told someone hundreds of times.
And we never had a problem.
No.
Hey, listen, I'm so pumped that he sounds like he's going to be, quote, okay.
Yep.
And then he walked away from that. And hopefully he even gets to play golf. But it sounds like he's going to someday. But it sounds like he's going to be able to walk and play with his kids. And I think that's what matters. And all the speculation on what happened, didn't happen, etc., I think is for another day. Let's just be pumped that he's still there. And it was so cool to see, for the most part, people honor that him in the tournaments and wanted him to get well.
Yep.
That's what I think this is about. Let's quit all this other conjecture.
We're going to talk about the honoring in just a second. But Pearl, I think about, you know, the tragedy Kobe Bryant had.
Yeah.
You know, and Tiger, which is interesting, Pearl, because we both know those areas. And Calabasas and Palos Verdes are so similar terrain-wise, but Calabasas is remote as hell. And, you know, if Tiger needed to be, he could have been in the hospital in 5 minutes from there. So a lot of things went his way. A lot of well wishes, a lot of prayers, and going his way for sure.
It reminds us every day that we don't know how much time is left, and so live every day to the most. And
so you don't screw this show up.
That's something
Let's
that
go.
I think Tiger does is live it to the most. Anyways, sometimes in ways that maybe he's proud of, and sometimes he's not. But I same with Kobe. I respect the guys who are out there living it. Yep. We got to live it.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, so let's talk a little bit, John, about the way that the tour players honored him. So this is really cool. I have a feeling JT was behind this. Justin Thomas was behind this because he's become so close to Tiger and was really upset when he heard, you know, what was going on there. And So what all the players did, Pearl, was wear the red shirts and the black pants, and I saw poor Scottie Scheffler look like he had was the last guy in the golf shop, you know, to get a shirt. It looked like he was wearing something between a triple X and a muumuu.
It was plus didn't it have some kind of a funky pattern on it a little bit too. I loved it. I mean that's dedication because those guys are normally put together pretty well out
right.
there.
So Phil Mickelson had a chance, wasn't playing at the regular tour at the Workday World Golf Championship. He was playing down in Tucson, and you know, he went to Arizona State. He was a Sun Devil, okay? He goes down to Tucson, he gets the memo, so he's like, okay, first of all, Phil does not own a red shirt. No red shirt.
I can see that.
I can see that, so it goes out. Second of all, he's in Tucson, Pearl, home of U of A.
Yep.
He says, any shirt I can find has a gigantic A on it. And he goes, I can't do that. So he's trying to figure out how in the hell I'm going to pull this off. So he said he bought a U of A shirt and kept a sweater on all day and said, I'm never taking this thing off because I can't do this. And he's like, Tiger, I hope you understand, you know, what I went through to make this work for you. But, you know, Jen, that's something that's really hard to imagine happening back in my day. That sort of, you know, guys having fun, it's different. And I think it speaks for where Tiger's come and how he's moved off of that initial person and player that he was.
And where the tours come. And because I'm not saying you guys rooted against each other.
Although you did.
You don't have to say it. But this group, they're competitive as hell. But it's different. How many times did Curtis Strange wait for
Taylor when the car
not a chance. He's down the road so far.
Oh yeah, not happening.
That's so funny. I'm sure those guys. That's who.
Did I ever tell you the story about what Lanny Watkins said to Steve Payton? And I we were sitting in the clubhouse bar in the locker room at Greensboro, our rookie year, and you know how we are. We're commiserating, and I had just joined Payton, and he was in the bag already, and he was telling me about the double bogeys he made and how he threw his wedge and all this other stuff. And I was getting ready to start into, you know, about all my miseries, and Lanny Watkins walks by, and he goes, hey. And we turn around like, what? What do you want? And he goes, you guys rookies? And I said, yeah, we're rookies. And he goes, let me explain something to you. Half the guys out here don't care. And the other half wish it was twice as bad. Now, why don't you go ahead and then there was a couple of
choice words.
Yeah. Fun little tidbits edited back there. And then he walks away. And I look at Peter and I go, can he kick us out of the bar? We did not leave. And but that's kind of the more of the
mentality. It was different.
Yeah, totally different. Anyway, it was pretty cool stuff to see the tour do that. And by the way, Colin Morikawa is stepping up into some really tall cotton territory with the way he's playing. He played so solidly that Sunday. And what I did, how about the way he thanked Tiger in his post-round interview? I don't know if you saw that.
No, unfortunately, I missed it, but I heard people talking about it, how awesome it was.
Dude, he just said, hey, Tiger, we don't do this very often enough, and thank you. Right in the middle of his interview. It was very cool. It came off incredibly genuine.
That young man gets it. He gets it across the board, doesn't he?
His dispersion rate. That means how far offline his...
I know what that meant. Did you say that for Meat?
Yeah, that was for Meat. Okay. Sorry, Meat. I was looking at Pearly, but... with a 6-iron is what the average tour player is with a pitching wedge.
Yeah, he's tough.
Yep.
He's tough.
Well, that's going to wrap up the On the Range segment. Don't go anywhere, though. We're going to have our interview with Steve Stricker. More on Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hi, this is Peter Jacobson, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
Wilson Pools Plus has been beautifying homes in the Metro St. Louis area for over 30 years. They're a family-owned full-service pool company. Whether you want to add a pool, landscaping, patios, or just have them service your existing pools, Wilson Pools Plus can handle any job. You can reach them at 314-421-1301, or if you're calling from the east side, 618-632-2386. You can also check them out on the web at wilsonpoolsplus.com.
Golf with Jay Delsing would like to welcome a new sponsor to the show. It's SSM Health Physical Therapy. 80 locations in the area on both sides of the river, from downtown St. Louis to Warrenton, and 10 locations in Illinois. At SSM Health Physical Therapy, they are following the CDC guidelines for COVID-19, ranging from the screening process all the way through the cleaning process. SSM Health Physical Therapy also offers one-on-one therapy, and all of the therapists have had the opportunity to be vaccinated. Call today, 800-518-1626, or visit on the web, SSMPhysicalTherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcone Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In Springfield, contact John Shepard at Appliance World. The phone number is 217-544-8180. Marcone Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric parts.
I want to welcome Vehicle Assurance to the Golf with Jay Delsing show. Vehicle Assurance has been in business for over 10 years. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee, which is one of the reasons they have over 1 million satisfied customers. They are known for their painless claims process and their premium vehicle protection plan. If you have a car, they have the correct coverage for you. Find them at vehicleassurance.com or call them at 866-341-9255 for a free quote. Get the protection and the peace of mind you deserve.
Grab your clubs. We're headed to the front nine on Golf with Jay Delsing.
The front nine is brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic.
And welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. I'm your host, Jay. Pearlie is here in studio with us, and Meat is taking great care of us at the ESPN studios. We're going to the front nine. It's brought to you by the Ascension Charity Classic. This September, man, I got to tell you, John, what Ascension is doing and the corporate citizens that they're involving in this thing, it's going to be like nothing anyone's seen on the Champions Tour.
It would be so fun if everything can kind of get pulled off the way you're talking about it, because what if it could be like the Scottsdale TPC version of the Senior Tour?
Oh my gosh.
Championships Tour, whatever.
Right. And I'm not, I know you're not necessarily suggesting that crazy hold. Maybe you are.
Yes,
but
I am.
But what they're talking about is taking this whole event to a different level that has not been seen on the Champions Tour.
Whatever that is appropriate for this place, let's go do that.
They're doing it. They're absolutely doing it. Hey, I want to just do a quick tip of the cap segment. It's brought to you by Dean Team of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. It's kind of a weird tip of the cap, bro, but I'm giving it to the PGA of America for the ruling they made on the rangefinders. It's a hot topic with the caddies. I've talked to a bunch of them. Some think it's stupid. Some don't think it's important. I just like the progressiveness of it. Let's try something. Let's get out of the old stodginess. So that's the tip of the cap. I think it's going to be a good thing, and it's technology that we're using. It's not going to hurt the game, in my opinion. So that's our tip of the cap, and it's brought to you by the Dean Team of Kirkwood, 314-966-0303. Colin Burnt is my buddy. He's a great guy. Just got my car registered today over there. He can take care of anything you need. All right, so we're going to Strick. Right to Strick. I've already introduced him, 12-time PGA Tour winner, President's Cup player and captain, Ryder Cup player and current captain. Cheesehead, and he's captaining the Ryder Cup with the Cheeseheads in his home state of Wisconsin.
So
it's
exciting.
Going to be great.
So exciting.
All right, second for Stricker.
229 yards to the front edge for Steve. A little breeze in his face right now, but he hit it solid. Oh, and he gets a hot shot at the green. And now he's set up for an eagle finish.
Steve Stricker is brought to you by Golden Tee.
So you're a Wisconsinite. My dad was from Wisconsin, and you're sitting here struggling with the same cold, bitter, white stuff on the ground. It's pretty brutal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's we haven't been home for quite a while. We've been spending a lot of time down in Florida, so actually it's been 3 months since we've been back. We didn't come back for Christmas because of the pandemic, and we really were trying to be careful with our parents and in-laws and, just staying away. So we spent a lot of time down in Florida, and we finally came back home to this beautiful sub-zero temperatures and about a foot and a half of snow on the ground. So it's a shock to the system, that's for sure. But, you know, it's home for us, and kids love being back. And Nikki and I, you know, we can kind of obviously love to see our parents and grandparents and all that. But, as we get older, that warmer weather tends to call our name out, and we go that way nowadays. So, but it's all good. It's nice to be back home for a few days.
It's a for sure thing that the Strickers are the most tanned people in the entire state of Wisconsin right now, right? After coming back from Phoenix.
Yeah, people look at us like, hey, where the heck have you been, you know, kind of thing. But, it's always home, though. You know, I mean, it's where we were born and raised, all of us. And like I said, our family, our parents are still alive, fortunately. And so we still have that great connection. And, wherever you're born is home. And we've spent all our lives here. And so it's always great to come back, even if it is below zero. But we're enjoying our time. We're spending a lot of time indoors working out, getting ready to go again, and then we'll go back on the road to play some more.
Strick, you know, I just had Gary Woodland on the show about a month ago, and you know, Gary's from Topeka, and there's something about we Midwesterners, you know, we certainly don't live in this part of the country because of the weather, but the people are pretty special, at least to me, and I think to you, and it's made us hardier folks, hasn't it?
No doubt about it. I've traveled all over the world, and there's no people like the Midwestern people. Just hardworking, blue collar, friendly, go out of their way to do anything for you kind of people. And it's just that connection and I grew up in a small town of like 4,000 people just south of Madison, a place called Edgerton, Wisconsin, and everybody knew your business and you knew everybody else's business, but it was a tight knit community, you know, a lot of friends and families that, some of my friends, my best friends still live there. So it's people that I, enjoy being around and feel comfortable being around. And I don't get to see a lot of them very much anymore just because of my travel schedule, but still, and with the pandemic, obviously, but still a very special place for us to come back to here. And we enjoy these types of people very, very much.
Yeah, it's so Strick. Let's just talk a little bit about your career, man. I look over and prepping for this interview, and you had 12 wins on the PGA Tour, 5 on the Champions Tour. Now you've got a tournament in your hometown. You've played on 3 Ryder Cups. You're the 2021 captain of the Ryder Cup, which we'll talk about in a little bit. You've been on, what, 5 or 6 President's Cups. You've been the captain there, comeback player of the year. Man, what a phenomenal career, bud. Over $44 million in career money, Wisconsin Golf Hall of Fame, 28 worldwide wins. I mean, I can remember, Strick, when I first met you. I think you were playing on the Canadian Tours in the early 90s. We were playing at Glen Abbey, and you nearly won that tournament.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good memory, Jay. I think it was 93 Canadian Open at Glen Abbey, and I was still playing on the Canadian Tour. And that tournament at Glen Abbey, I think I ended up finishing 4th maybe, kind of gave me the confidence to get through that tour school in the fall of 93 and then got through there, and my first year on tour was 1994, and played a bunch with you throughout the years, and always enjoyed your company as well, and it just kind of, took off from there. You know, I had some, just like anybody, you have your ups and your downs along the way, and I probably learned a ton more from my down years and not playing well, and kind of attribute my successes to those down years, because you learn so much from those poor years, and you learn from that. You come up with a game plan to try to get better and what you're doing wrong, and make those adjustments to improve. So it's been a great ride, I tell you that. I mean, couldn't change anything if I wanted to. I think very appreciative and blessed to be able to do what I do for a living and continue to do it for a living. Knock on wood, my body's hanging on, you know, and trying to work out and keep, you know, my body in shape so I can continue to play, you know, the next 7 to 10 years.
Strick, and most of the guests, I just look at how this game provides. I mean, it's just wonderful. You look at the other sports, and they're terrific, but none of them can hold a candle to golf and the way that it's provided for our families and the places it's taken us and the people that we've met. It's just a special, special – it's a privilege, really, to play on the PGA Tour.
It really is. And, you know, from day one, you know, we were taught to give back, you know. I mean, all the peers in front of us, you know, you see what they do to give back to their communities and to help out these charities and to put on pro-ams to raise money or awareness for a special group or interest of yours or whatever. But we were taught that from the very first time we set foot on the PGA Tour. And, you know, it's no different for me. We all, and you too. I mean, we all want to give back and help. And, yeah, it's something very unique to our game and something that seems to be passed on from generation to generation. And it seems like every golfer that I talk to or you read about, you know, does something for some sort of charity or charitable work in their home community or town or whatever. But it's a unique game and one that so lucky that we've been able to be a part of. And you, like you said, you meet so many neat people along the way. It's quite a journey.
Strick, in 2004, so you got off to a great start in 94, you joined the PGA Tour. You won several times in the late 90s and in the 2000s. But in 2004, at age 39, you lost your card. And I was amazed at, you know, sometimes when we get into ruts, there's been a lot of good players, Ian Baker Finches, the Chip Becks of the world that were great players. Did you sometimes you don't make it out.
Yeah, I didn't have anything to blame. I guess it was just piss poor game, I guess. I just got into some very bad habits. I wasn't playing very well, didn't really have fun playing. I wasn't enjoying the game. Yeah, and I just really it started like even before that, you know, and I was kind of my short game and putting were kind of, you know, hanging on or making my game seem somewhat okay. And I was just a lot of smoke and mirrors because of the short game. And then really like 2003, 2004, and 2005 were just, you know, horrible years. And, you know, but I'm like, okay, yeah, I had to really kind of a coming to Jesus moment, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I either need to start working at it, you know, and do something different or, you know, do something else. And I came to the realization that there's really nothing I'm capable of doing besides golf. You know, I don't know what I'd do, you know. I mean, golf has been in my blood since a little kid. And so I'm like, well, I better go to work and put the time and energy and effort into it. And I worked with my father-in-law. We got on the same page, and I actually took a little bit more ownership of what I wanted to do. You know, I knew what I was failing at when I was out on the golf course trying to hit a shot, and I knew what was going through my mind, and just tried to take a little bit more ownership, tried to get my swing in a position where I felt more comfortable when I could hit a shot, and then it was a progression. I started seeing some more positive things, you know, in practice rounds and then first on the range and then in practice rounds, pro-ams, and then a round or two, you know, in a tournament, and then just kind of progressed, and then it took off. You know, my confidence level came back, and felt like the club was in a great position. I understood what I was doing a lot more with my swing, and I still do those same things today, which is really neat for me, that I still continue to look back on that time in 2005 when I made that decision to get, you know, to work on my swing and try to get better. I still work on those same exact things today as I did back in 2005. So I really haven't changed much in my way of thinking on what I needed to do to get better. So I think that's where the consistency came in. I didn't really vary too much when I did start to work on it and improve. I just continued to do the same things, and today is still the same things. So it's been a great ride.
Love all that part of that, and that he's involved with it. Now, one thing I thought was kind of cool, I didn't know this, I appreciate you guys talked about it. So he's kind of breaking the mold of who's the Ryder Cup captain.
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, he did not win a major and those sort of things. So for him to get this deal, and
do you think some people behind the scenes aren't too happy with that?
Oh, absolutely. Pearl, that's always a crapshoot when they make these decisions and who gets it and who doesn't.
Have you seen anything of why he did get it? I mean, we know some reasons why, but
I think the how well he did in the President's Cup, and he's just a solid guy.
You know, I like that because he did well there. He's got the experience, and we want to win.
Yeah,
quit going by the legacy stuff, whatever. When we get these guys that all of a sudden don't do so well as captain, we want to win this darn thing. And the captain has some influence. How much influence does it have? Does the
captain
have?
Oh, a ton. He's got to partner these guys up, and you know, he's probably going to use the pod system like Azinger and the guys have done to get the personalities that mix right. And he probably has a good idea about that anyway. He's been around. He's a smart guy. He said he listens way more than he talks, and I respect that. Yeah. I probably should try that.
Not now. You're doing a radio show. Don't start that now.
That's going to wrap up the front nine. Sorry, but don't go anywhere. We'll finish up the Steve Stricker interview on the back nine. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hi, this is Bob Costas, and you're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, this is my buddy Joe Schieser, and he's with USA Mortgage.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing today?
Great, Joe. Thanks so much for the support.
Oh, we really enjoy it. Thank you. We look forward to the show every Sunday morning. We love all the information and all the great tips, and we all sit around the radio on in the morning. I'd love to listen to your show.
Like the good old days,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I get the wife and the kids and the dog, and we wait for Whack and Chase to come on. It's our favorite part of the show. Which one are you? Are you Whack or Chase?
Oh, no, I'm Whack because I'll hit it, and then because Pearlie's also a caddy, he's got to go chase it. Which
he's the chaser.
Yeah, he's got the worst end of the stick there.
Well, we really enjoy it, and thank you so much for having us on the show.
Don't miss the hottest rookie class in PGA Tour Champions history. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club September 6th through the 12th. Join legends Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson, and Hale Irwin to celebrate the PGA Tour Champions' newest event. Professional golf returning to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, pro-am foursomes on sale now. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Ed Fogelbach? He proudly serves families and businesses in the St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and the entire metropolitan area, and is ready to review your existing policies to provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Ed Fogelbach at the Fogelbach Agency, 314-398-0101, or stop in today and get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's the Fogelbach Agency at 314-398-0101.
Everyone is looking for the extra edge, and Jay Delsing is digging deep to find it. It's the Leading Edge on Golf with Jay Delsing.
I have the privilege of sitting down with my buddy Mark Brevard, the creator of the putting template. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Mark, tell us a little bit, give us a little bit about your background first, please.
Well, I was started in golf at a young age and decided after getting out of the Army and playing golf for the U.S. Army that I would turn pro. And I got my Class A in about 1978 or so, and spent 30 years teaching golf.
Man, that is fantastic. I know you have some great stories. So let's talk a little bit about your putting template. I absolutely love it. I'm sitting in my office right now. I've got one on the floor. I've got my Scotty Cameron putter next to it. Tell us a little bit about how you went about creating this thing.
Well, it's kind of a long story. It took about 7 years to actually get it into production. But I was a terrible putter when I was young, and I got so mad and frustrated I actually quit the game. And, of course, the bug kept bugging me, or golf kept bugging me, and I decided to start all over again, but this time I was going to learn how to putt first. So between about 1976 and 83 or 84, I just, at every job I had, I did nothing but putt all the time, as much time as I could spend. And you know how it drives you nuts after a while. But, and so I just kept putting and became a pretty good putter, but I didn't really know why. It was just all natural. And I was lucky enough over the years to run into Paul Runyon, who used to visit his friends at Silverado Country Club in Napa. And he came in the shop every day at about 3 o'clock and grabbed me and said, "Let's go play." Well, everyone who knows anything about golf knows Paul Runyon was the greatest short game instructor ever. And he told me he didn't really give lessons. He just kind of talked to you about it. And he gave, I took his suggestions and used his grip and taught myself how to putt with my shoulders, and so that I could keep my hands out of it. The putting template actually developed because I was playing mini tours in North Florida, and everybody knew that I was a good putter, especially on Bermuda greens, which nobody can putt them.
And, right.
Yeah, I mean, they're a lot of fun. You hit a ball straight and it rolls sideways. But
so true.
So somebody, this guy suggested that, you know, you should figure out how to sell that stroke. You could be rich. Well, I wish he was right, but I did learn how to putt, but it didn't make me rich. So I started working on the putting template in my hotel room with cardboard and a marking pen. And I wouldn't hit putts, but I would take strokes toward the mirror. And I was trying to get the putter to square up automatically by itself at impact without manipulating with my hands. And so I drew it out on cardboard. And that was about 1996. And then 83, when I moved to Fresno, one of my students helped me get it put into plastic, and we started making them in about 2004.
So, Mark, I've seen this thing around, though, this version, and I think it's probably been swiped from you a couple of times by some of the bigger name teachers. But what I love about it is the template is very simple. And you can watch the path of your stroke. You can watch the club face of the putter. And like you said, it helps you return the putter to square naturally or normally.
Yeah, hand manipulation putting. I see guys who teach things like, turn your hand under to keep the face square as you take it back. But with the right grip and the right setup and the hands in the right position at address, you can make it do that just by letting it follow your shoulders naturally, and that's what the putting template teaches you.
Well, I know it's not expensive. Tell the folks how they can get their hands on one of these things.
Well, I have a website. It's called theputtingtemplate.com, and right now I've got three different versions out there. There's a mirror image. I think that's the ones that you have. I think you have all three, and then there's a clear one. And recently I just came out with a black one.
I love that black one, Mark. That black one's my favorite.
It's real simple. I took all the scribbling off it. I had a couple of pros complain there's too much writing on the damn thing. So I took that off. And I really like it myself, too. The black one's nice. But and I'm pricing them between $30 and $50. And, of course, if somebody wants to buy a 10 or 6 or 8 or 10, I can make adjustment for price with no problem at all.
This is Mark Rivard. Go to theputtingtemplate.com, and this is another version of The Leading Edge.
You've seen it and played it in bars over the past 30 years, and now you can bring Golden Tee to your home. Complete your basement or man cave with the popular arcade game, The Ultimate Virtual Golfing Experience. Over 80 courses, unique game modes, and you can even challenge a buddy in online tournaments. However you play, you will be the talk of your neighborhood. Visit home.goldentee.com to learn more.
I want to tell you about a strength training fitness program that helped me and that can help you. It's called 20 Minutes to Fitness. They have two locations, one in Clayton and one in Chesterfield. Every time you go to the gym with 20 Minutes to Fitness, you work with a professional trainer. They take you through specific machines and with specific exercises that are designed to help your golf game. We're talking about strength, flexibility, and those two components are huge to help you improve your game. Visit 20minutestofitness.com. Your first session is absolutely free. Get off the couch and get in shape.
Hey, it's Meat, and you've been spending a lot of time in your home. I get it. I have too. That's what this pandemic has done to us. And with that time at home, if you've been thinking about upgrading your home, maybe a pool, Wilson Pools Plus, those are the people to call. Jay did it. He was recommended by Bernie Federko, and trust me, you will love it. Wilson Pools Plus, not only do they build pools, but they can also completely service the existing pool that you may have, or they can refurbish your deck and patio areas. They can install a new cover, a new heater, you name it, Wilson Pools Plus can handle it. You can reach them now, 314-421-1301, or on the Metro East, call 618-632-2386. Or you can also find them online at wilsonpoolsplus.com.
We're halfway there. It's time for the Back Nine on Golf with Jay Delsey.
The Back Nine is brought to you by Fogelbach Agency with Farmers Insurance.
This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Jay and John are here. Brad Barnes is taking good care of us at the ESPN studios, and we're headed to the Back Nine, brought to you by the Fogelbach Agency with Farmers. Any sort of insurance needs, personal, for your business, anything, call Ed and his family at 314-398-0101. All right, we're jumping right back into Steve Stricker.
You don't really need to get greedy here.
Right.
Yeah. He's not being greedy. He was only trying for a birdie.
Steve Stricker is brought to you by Golden Tee.
So, Strick, let's shift gears a little bit. This coming September, and I know you had to be crazy disappointed to have the Ryder Cup, suspended, I guess, into 2020. But 2020 is a year that I don't know what the hell it's going to be at our age when we look back at 2020, because it's going to be in all the history books. It's certainly a, you know, uncertain and crazy time. But in September this year at Whistling Straits in your home state, you get to be – you're going to be captain of the U.S. Ryder Cup team. What is that like? And I just can't even imagine how excited you have to be.
Yeah, you know, I never dreamed of being a captain. You know, I hadn't won a major, any of that kind of stuff, any of the so-called criteria to be a captain. And, you know, they're giving me this unbelievable opportunity to do this. And I'm so excited to do it. And, you know, last September, you know, we really, it was okay to postpone it just because, you know, there wasn't going to be any fans. And I just like, man, what a crummy experience for the players if they can't play a Ryder Cup without fans, you know? I mean, the fans for that event make everything. They make that thing go, and they give it the energy and the vibe that it has. And so not to have fans would have been, you know, really a crime. It wouldn't have been the same. It would have been just like a exhibition match, you know, with not a lot of drama probably, but fortunately we postponed it. We're going to be able to have it this year. You know, the number of fans is probably still up in the air on how many we're going to have, but super stoked and super excited about the opportunity to be a part of that team. And hopefully we can win and bring that Ryder Cup back where it belongs. And I know the guys are fired up and ready to make that happen.
Strick, how difficult is it going to be? And I know you had to do this for the President's Cup. How difficult? Tell us a little bit about how difficult the process of choosing. You know, you get four captain's picks now, and some of the players will play their way on. But, gosh, there's got to be some gut-wrenching moments. And I'm sure, and I know how important family is to you, I'm sure Nikki and your whole team, Team Stricker, is going to be involved in these decisions.
Yeah, and I've got, you know, it's actually going to be six automatic qualifiers and six captain's picks. So we're going a little bit more. Just we did that based on, you know, the uncertainty of this pandemic and what the schedule was going to be like. And we just didn't know if there was going to be a consistent schedule moving forward. Fortunately, we've been able to play and guys are earning points as we go along. But yeah, this year it's going to be 6-6. So I'm going to have to make some phone calls, six good ones, obviously, you know, and then some other ones that won't probably be too pleasant to call. But yeah, you know, I've got great assistants so far and Zach Johnson and Jim Furyk and Davis Love. And I'll probably add another two guys before it's all said and done. And, you know, it'll be a team decision for sure. On who we're going to pick. And, you know, it's a big golf course. Whistling Straits is a big golf course. So I'm hoping these guys that hit a long ways and have that fierce competitive drive, you know, are going to make that team because it's an event unlike any other, really. And it's one that we want to finally get a grasp of that trophy on and bring back.
You know, Strick, I've played Whistling Straits, I don't know, probably a dozen times, and it's a big course, but there's a lot of strategy involved there, isn't there? It's not one of these courses where you just got to take your driver and bang it all the time. There's a lot of places where you've got to, at least in my opinion, you've got to back off a little bit.
Yeah, and it, you know, Pete Dye was a master of giving you these visually intimidating looks off the tee or into the green, and Whistling Straits is no different for him. There's a lot of looks that just like, whoa, there's nowhere to hit it kind of thing. But once you play it a few times, the areas are fairly generous, you know, and it's a beautiful spot, but you're right. There is some, it looks Link style, but it really plays more American style. You right. gotta, you know, throw it up in the air and, It really doesn't lend itself to a lot of on the ground play, you know, like a Lynx course, but it's a beautiful spot and it should be a great venue for Ryder Cup for sure.
Strick, I loved playing. I think I played in 25 was Milwaukee Opens. We played at Brown Deer and we played over at Tuckaway. Was it Tuckaway?
Tuckaway.
Tuckaway
Country Club.
Strick, people don't understand the Wisconsin golf fan. These guys are going to turn out, and it hopefully, pandemic-wise, you know, we can let a nice number of people in. But I know the entire state just clamoring for this thing.
Oh yeah, they are super excited, and everywhere I go, still today, you know, I mean, people are, you know, mentioning to me the Ryder Cup, and even during the pandemic, you know, last year. They didn't lose too many sponsorships on the sponsorships for the Ryder Cup, and they've actually gained some more back again already. So people are still excited to be a part of it. They want to be there. It's a huge event for our state and economy, obviously, if we can have the people there. So hopefully cross our fingers and toes and everything that, you know, we're going to be able to put on a full-fledged event.
And Strick, hats off to Herb Kohler. How he made Kohler, Wisconsin a worldwide golf destination is beyond me. But it is, for the people that have not been there, it is absolutely worth the trek. It is beautiful.
It is a beautiful spot. A ton of golf courses to play right there. And then obviously we had Erin Hills, you know, just down the road, probably, I don't know, it's probably 45 minutes to an hour away from there that we played the U.S. Open, I think back in 2017. Another course, we just got awarded the U.S. Senior Open at a course up in Stevens Point, Wisconsin for 2023. So a place called Century World.
My dad grew up right around Stevens Point. I remember them drinking Stevens Point beer all the time, Strick, and we used to run Wisconsin Dells and all sorts of the dinosaurs in the hill. Anyway, nobody's going to care too much about that, but that was a great memory for me.
Yeah, and now we're going to have a senior open here in 2023 and Ryder Cups, and we've had PGAs and U.S. Opens. So it's great for our state. It's a golf-crazed state. There's a lot of really, really nice golf courses here in our state, and people love to play. It's a short season, so, they get cabin fever all winter long, especially during this time of year. And then once that snow leaves the ground, people are out trying to play and whack it around. So it's a great, great area for golf.
All right, so lastly, let's talk about the Steve Stricker American Family Insurance Foundation. Strick, you've got a champions event that you host, $4.7 million that you've raised for charity in just the first 4 years. And your wife, Nikki, was on the bag for you a good majority of the time you play. Your two daughters, a phenomenal, really, really fun video people can see on your website on the range with some of the players. Talk a little bit about that tournament. I know it's coming up this June, and there's just so much great golfy stuff to look forward to in the state of Wisconsin this year.
Yeah, and it's a, this is the thing that I think I'm most proud of during my career. I formed this foundation with American Family Insurance Company, insurance company right here in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm a brand ambassador for them. So we formed this foundation to try to raise money for charities around our local area. And fortunately, we've kind of hit a home run, I feel like, as far as golf goes. And it goes back to your point of Wisconsinites supporting golf. And the community has really taken to our Champions Tour event, and so have the players. We've gotten good fields, and the guys like to come here. It's a great time of the year to come to Wisconsin in June. And we've been raising a lot of money for a whole number of charities right here in our local area. We were able to even give away a couple million dollars even this last year, even though we didn't even have a tournament. So a lot of great things. We're supporting a lot of great different charities right here. And the community has stepped up big time. They're supporting us like no other. You know, they want to be a part of it, and ultimately it comes down to having a great sponsor, and we have that in American Family Insurance. They're a wonderful partner, and I couldn't have done it without them, and it's been a true, I don't know, it's just something that we're very proud of as a family and a group. It's just something that's really, it touches my heart every time we give this money away in December, to see the smiles on the faces of all these different charities that need this money and use this money on a yearly basis. So it's really something that we're very proud of and happy to be doing.
Yeah, well, Strick, you got to keep up the great work. And for the event, I mean, not only do you have golf, you guys have some great entertainment. I think this year you've got Little Big Town that's going to play and do a concert. And so, you know, you don't just have to like golf to want to go check this stuff out.
No, and that's kind of what our plan was, to incorporate the non-golfers as well, you know. So that included a concert. We had Darius Rucker and Toby Keith, and we got a Little Big Town this year. We had REO Speedwagon 1 year, which was
Gosh. That, you had to explain to your daughters who those guys were, but those guys, I love those guys.
I had a little too many Bud Lights that night. reminiscing about all those old
Amen,
times,
man. Amen.
It was, we've been fortunate, and, you know, the people in our community are actually looking forward to those concerts, and they're wondering who's coming every year. And so hopefully, you know, knock on wood, we can put this virus behind us and have a concert, have a tournament, and go on a schedule.
Strick, thanks so much for this time. You know, folks, you want to root for good people. Steve Stricker is at the top of the list. He's a family guy. He's got his wife on the bag. Man, I don't know how you do that part, Strick. You guys, you have such a calm demeanor, but oh my gosh, that is wonderful. And just keep doing what you're doing. Keep playing well, and man, all about the red, white, and blue this September.
No doubt. We could use all the help we can get, Jay, and I appreciate you having me on. Good to talk with you. It's been a while, and I wish you the best.
Man, Pearl, we got a lot to talk about. We don't have a lot of time left, but let's I'm just excited for Steve to be the captain in his home state in Wisconsin, red, white, and blue. Hopefully the COVID-ness of the country will be down enough where people can just forget about everything.
I think it's going to be.
I do, too.
Yep. Yep.
All right, so that's going to do it for the back nine, but don't go anywhere. Pearlie and I will be right back for the 19th hole. This is Golf with Jay Delsing.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince Gill. You're listening to Golf with Jay Delsing.
Golf with Jay Delsing would like to welcome a new sponsor to the show. It's SSM Health Physical Therapy. 80 locations in the area on both sides of the river from downtown St. Louis to Warrenton and 10 locations in Illinois. At SSM Health Physical Therapy, they are following the CDC guidelines for COVID-19 ranging from the screening process all the way through the cleaning process. SSM Health Physical Therapy also offers one-on-one therapy, and all of the therapists have had the opportunity to be vaccinated. Call today, 800-518-1626, or visit on the web, ssmphysicaltherapy.com. Your therapy, our passion.
Hey, this is Jay Delsing. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you've got to call my buddy Colin Burnt over at the Dean Team of Kirkwood. 314-966-0303. I have a 16-year-old daughter. We bought her a car last year, and these guys have taken great care of us. We bought a used Volkswagen. We just added service last week, and things are going great. If you need any kind of vehicle, call Colin at 314-966-0303. And I just got a text from Colin that said if you mention the Golf with Jay Delsing show, he'll take an additional $500 off of any purchase.
Are you looking for a great career? Do you like meeting nice people, working with your hands, and fixing things inside the home? Marcon Appliance Parts Company would like to encourage you to consider a high-paying career in major appliances repair and service. Major appliance service technicians are in very high demand. Major appliance techs work regular hours and make excellent money. They work local, in their own communities, and are home every night. It is an incredibly stable industry and highly rewarding work. Discover more about your new career in major appliance services today by contacting a local appliance service company in your hometown. In Kansas City, contact Nick Turner at Consumer Service Company. The phone number is 913-541-0438. Marcon Appliance Parts Company is based in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the largest distributor of major appliance parts in North America and proud distributor of General Electric parts.
I want to give a huge shout out and thank you to Whitmore Country Club for sponsoring my show, Golf with Jay Delsing. When you join out at Whitmore, there's 90 holes of golf. You get access to the Missouri Bluffs, the Links of Dardenne, and the Golf Club of Wentzville, and the cart fees are already included in your membership. There's no food and beverage minimums. There's no assessments. They have a 24-hour fitness center, large pool complex, tennis. Man, they've just got great family-oriented stuff. And if you get over there, you got to go in the golf shop, and you have to say hello to my friend Bummer. Bummer is just a delightful guy that would love to help you and your family with your golf game. He and his staff out there run golf leagues, skins games, members tournaments. Couples events are available all year long. If your family is looking for a place where you can hang out, have fun, enjoy good food, golf, sports, just a family-friendly atmosphere, you got to go to Whitmore Country Club. You can reach them at 636-926-9622.
Professional golf returns to St. Louis in 2021. The Ascension Charity Classic, presented by Emerson. Stars like Phil Mickelson, Ernie Els, Jim Furyk, and more compete at Norwood Hills Country Club, September 6th through the 12th. Tickets, clubhouse passes, hospitality suites, and pro-am foursomes are on sale now. All proceeds go to North St. Louis County Charities. Visit AscensionCharityClassic.com or call 314-938-2828. PGA Tour Golf is back in the loo. The Ascension Charity Classic.
When things come out of left field, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you too. Talk to Farmers agent Ed Fogelbach today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever curveballs may come your way. Call 314-398-0101. That's Ed Fogelbach at 314-398-0101.
We are Thunder. Grab your friends, a cold one, and pull up a chair. We're on to the 19th hole on golf with Jay Delsing.
The 19th hole is brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Welcome back. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Pearly is with me, and we are headed to the 19th hole brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Have you ever had one, Pearl, an Ultra?
Just one?
Yeah.
I have to think about that.
I don't think you have. Anyway, we appreciate the boys for sponsoring the 19th hole. All right, so the Stricker interview, John. A couple of things I said to him. I'm not sure if anyone can appreciate how difficult it is at 53, 54 years old, still competing with the 20-somethings. I mean, Joaquin Niemann is 21 years old. You know, there are some Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa. Strick is 30 years older than these guys, and he is standing in there going toe-to-toe. I just think it's impressive.
We both agree the guy's impressive. The other piece that was impressive from the interview was I loved your questions about how did you make that comeback when you were at that late, 38, 39 years old. He's lost the game. Sounds like maybe kind of lost his direction, kind of trying to decide, do I want to do this anymore? You know, one of the things is as fun as a tour looks, it's a absolute grind. Living in the hotels, rent-a-cars, airlines, et cetera, around and around. And so as fun as it is and cool as it is and money is out there, 39 years old, so he'd done it for 18 years, something like that. It wears you down. And so he had to make, I love what he talked about. He recommitted himself. He got things simple. All the things I think that say why they want him to be the captain. He has a formula. He knows what it is. He's made that comeback. He's played through the hard times. That was the best part for me with him.
John, I got to tell you, he is so wiry strong. This guy is really, really strong, and he has a tremendous team around him. His wife, Nikki, his daughters and everything, really super, super solid. And what I loved about him talking about, you know, what did he win, Pearl? 7 or 8 times after he was 39 or 40 years old, which just doesn't happen on the PGA Tour very often. And he said he went back, figured out what he needed to do with his game, and still doing the same thing today.
That makes so much sense, because some show will talk about tendencies and why that actually makes so much sense, because really you're going to have the same problems even though you think they're going to go away.
Yep.
I also love the part when he went and just kind of got, what's the right word that I can say on the radio? Tiger kind of put him in his place on, you know, I'm the best and you're never going to be.
Yeah.
When you play with him. That happened to a lot of great players.
Yep.
Colin Montgomery absolutely went through that. Davis Love went through that.
I got to tell you, even to an extent, Pearl, Greg Norman went through it, because
anybody that played with Tiger that thought they were going to compete at the top level and actually beat him realized after they played probably one round with him, I can't beat this guy.
Absolutely. And Norman was the number one player in the world, and Tiger was up and coming, and everybody knew. And then, you know, a year later, Tiger was like looking at him, and Greg's like, oh, man, this train is unstoppable.
Yeah, I just think there's so many positive things. I do want to bring up one thing, and you can relate to this because you've got the girls and that kind of stuff. But how about your wife caddying for you and her father, your father-in-law, coaching you? This could work out really good, or this could go bad. This could really go bad.
Let me turn my microphone off. Yeah.
Right, though?
No. 100%. I said to him off the air, I said, and having Nikki, you know, caddy for you, he's like, we've got it worked out.
Well,
you
obviously they do.
Yeah, and she was a hell of a player. Her father is a teaching pro. Her brother is Mario Tizzani, who played on tour also. So they've got a lot of rich golf heritage there.
Probably one of my other favorite parts when Steve said something like, I had to kind of get to the point where I own this. This was on me.
Yep.
So in other words, he's helping me. She's caddying for me. I have my team. But I need to start owning this. We all hopefully find that in our lives someplace. And he found it, and good for him.
Absolutely. One of the things I loved about the Phoenix Open, watching the Sunday's round, guys are bombing it. I mean, Strick is still long. He can still hit it 300 yards.
That.
No. he's hitting first all the time. They get to 15, the Island Green par 5, and the guys are knocking it, trying to knock it on in two. One goes in the water. This Strick lays it up down there, wedges it down there a couple of feet, makes his birdie, finishes third. That's managing your game and not, you know, playing with some blinders on.
And also, when the other guys know he's going to do that, it puts a little bit of heat on them.
Absolutely does. Well, it was great having Strick on. We will play that again, too, in September, that interview in September. And maybe I can get him to jump on and add a few things about it once the team is set and stuff. But that's going to wrap up another show, Pearl. Thanks for coming back to the studio and remembering old your old buddy Meat and I.
Well, I thought you guys picked it up this show, so maybe just one or two more shows and I can head back out of town.
This guy.
Oh, man. Meat. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. This is Golf with Jay Delsing. Hit 'em straight, St. Louis.